So, what are we going to do?
Radio.
Well, somehow I got the switchboard.
Okay, anybody call? Yeah, leave it alone. All you got to do is, oh my gosh, this is crazy.
Oh, I should have been to the past. Well, slow down.
How's it going? This is Psychic X Journey Man here on Psychic X Journey Man Spiritual Link here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, and how are you? I didn't hear you. How are you?
I'm okay. Fine. How are you?
Hey, D.
Yeah.
This is, Miss Co-host. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm alive.
Okay, so we should be able to take some calls then, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, okay. Well, welcome to the show, everybody, and we're going to sit here and do like we do on Tuesday night. We're covering some topics here and that kind of stuff. So you know anything about Atlantis or any kind of subject might be associated with the whole thing, please call and let us know. But we're also doing readings today too, so call us in and ask us a couple questions. I guarantee you we'll have the answers. So give us a call here at 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. Also, with the situation of going, things going, I was going to say, I was actually looking for that sponsor. We have a sponsor in our show, and it's Richard Belanga. He has a website called Divine Body Wash, divinebodywash.com. He says for any, and he's our sponsor, and we appreciate it. And thank you, Richard, for actually sponsoring the show. It was one of those things that happened in a good time. Trust me. But he has a website called divinebodywash.com. Go check it out. They're all natural, spiritual body washing. And he says for each listener who donates $25, he will give them a bottle of body wash. For anybody who donates $35 or more, he will also throw in a bottle of body mist and give that a shot too as well. And for donations, we appreciate donations. Donations, you will never understand how important they come into this month. And for each person who donates, also, we say thank you. And, we appreciate every donation. And we appreciate every person who helps us out. And thank you for all the listeners who have been listening here so long. And it's been one of those things here. We've been here for almost 2 years. So it's been one of those kind of things. So we're actually trying to put some things in the show and improve it, bring some guests. We've had guests before. We also want to do the roundtable format too as well, where we're going to try to get at least between 3 to 4 psychics, and everybody gets to open their mics, and they all get to contribute to the show. So it's called our Midnight Roundtable. So we're going to start doing those here pretty soon too as well. Also, with the situation, I also do private readings as well. So if you want to give me a call on that one, the number is 740-601-9835, or contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Check out the prices, that kind of stuff. Call us for details. We can work with anybody's budget. Trust me on that whole thing. But go to our website, check it out. I'd like to get some feedback. I've been doing a lot of work on that too as well, changing this, that, and the other. So give it a shot. That number again is 740-601-9835. On our website is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. We also do parties, charity events, and for charity events, we don't charge anything. We do parties, we do group readings, usually between 5 to 10 people. We can do group readings and that kind of stuff. It's one of those, so it's actually a cool little thing. Everybody shares and everybody gets to contribute. And it's one of those things, it's a challenge in itself to actually sit down and do readings for 10 people and all that energy and that kind of stuff to actually separate and pick up on the information for the individual. It's kind of wild. And we do seven card, I actually have 3 decks now. I have 1 deck that's got the Romance Angels and Life Purpose cards together. I have another deck with the Archangels and the Healing with the Angels deck, put those two together. And then we have another one where we actually have 2 Archangels, Archangel Raphael cards and Archangel Michael cards. We put those together. We do these things called 7-card foundation spreads. And it's where we start off with 7 cards and we actually build a pyramid where we put cards on top of cards. And it's kind of cool because they all have meanings. 3 cards touch each other, so there's always a meaning within those 2. When you do the 7 card, because we actually have a 7 card, a 5 card, and a 3 card, we actually have a 1 card reading too. And the 7 card, actually each layer actually covers one of the chakras. So check the 5s out. So give us a call on that whole thing. Plus, we're still looking for sponsorship. So if you want to sponsor the show, please do so. And contribute and help us get the message out to everybody. If you want to do that, give us a call at 740-601-9835 or contact us through the website on the contact page. Give us your contact information, phone number, and that kind of stuff, and we'll get back with you. We'll sit down and we'll sit down and discuss it. And plus, if you want to also advertise on the show, or maybe you want to do something like Richard's been doing, where you want to give the callers, if you want to give the callers another chance to that of donations like Richard did, where people donate $25 for a bottle and get a bottle of body wash. And if you have something that you want to do like that, because it's almost like sponsoring the show, but also getting some free advertising for yourself. So give us a call at 740-601-9835. And also, tonight we're doing free rings for an hour. So if you want to jump in there and get you a couple of questions answered, please give us a call at 646-721-9031. So how are things going with you, Dee? I noticed you're coughing.
Yeah, well, that's part of the course around here.
Uh-huh.
Actually, things are okay. I Tuesday nights is always a program with George Whitehorse.
Uh-huh.
He always has, you know, spiritual, you know, insights from the other side. So
right.
Give him a call in, and I don't know that I maybe asked my question correctly because I was just trying to find out if I, you know, if I have some sort of karmic connection with my friend Brendan.
Uh-huh.
And what I found out was that he was kind of, I thought it was kind of pointless because he was talking about lightening up, you know, but apparently there was, the jester came to him, the rattle was shaking, and, you know, I got to lighten up, stop being a stick in the mud, and, you know, the whole thing just didn't quite answer my question.
Oh.
I don't feel like I'm being a stick in the mud. I just feel like maybe I didn't ask the question properly.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's something about it that always draws me in, and I don't really quite understand, you know, what it is, because I know he and I are never going to go anywhere.
Well, sometimes, D, it's just the idea that there are such things as really powerful friendships, and that's all they ever go, but they are people that we can rely on from time to time when we go through crazy situations. Like if we have a bad date, there are always those people we can call to sit here and talk.
He's not one you can do that with.
Oh, he's not?
No, he's somebody I almost met once in 2010. He gave me his phone number when he was, because he was in the Boston area, which is 5 hours from me.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, we have, what's that? I think we have somebody on the line.
You do?
Yeah.
All I was going to say was we have a little situation where I said, hey, Dee, you ever heard of Atlantis? We were going over some things.
Yeah.
I just saw this thing. It's kind of cool because it was actually bringing up some things I was talking about with Atlantis. And when I was telling everybody, I feel like Atlantis still exists. And I've got these images and these visions of actually like 4 or 5, actually maybe 6 spots across the globe that actually have outposts of Atlantis, where they use these elaborate force fields that actually block out everything negative and keeps everything positive. But it's almost like a stealth technology too, as well, where they're there, but you don't know it. It's very high advanced technology based on solely crystals and crystal energy as the ideal. There's something that a lot of people don't understand. It's almost like ozone within the atmosphere, but it's an energy source that you can actually tap into by using crystals, yeah. And I just saw the previews of this movie called Aquaman, which is actually a DC comic book hero who actually came from Atlantis. And but what happened, what the story goes, is this child is found by this lady who raises him and realizes he's got these abilities. He can actually swim 10 miles an hour, between 10 and 20 miles per hour, you know, like a dolphin. He can breathe underwater. He can, you know, some people say, well, you're holding your breath. No, I'm not holding my breath, dude. You know, things like that. I was just saying. But it was showing that, and then the boy is like at an age, probably about 10 years old, and this one dude comes out of nowhere and just snatches the baby up and you don't see him for a little bit. But, no, I'm sorry. Actually, the way it goes is he is a little more than that, but there's a lot of things that happen where he goes and gets trained or something, and he comes back, and then he grows up, and he's kind of like trying to figure out who he is, because he realizes he has these abilities, and it's like almost like Superman. You know, Superman had to keep himself under wraps for a while when he was going to school and that kind of stuff. But he was like talking to his parents and say, you know, hey, there's something up with the whole thing. I mean, how many people do you know that can swim as fast as a dolphin, who can also be under the water and breathe water and be able to coexist on land as in water and all this other thing? It was just like going over the whole thing. And this one guy comes out of nowhere and tells him, I know exactly what's happening, that kind of stuff. Have you ever heard of Atlantis? And he goes, that's just a fantasy place, because see, he's influenced by the world too as well. He has abilities, but at the same time, he has the influence of worldly stuff. It was kind of crazy in the situation. But we were going over the whole thing and telling people flat out about Atlantis, as in having not just influence over the Mediterranean, but also having an influence completely over the globe of certain things that we see. As in, some people think alien technology is actually, I think, is more closer to Atlantean influence and technology itself, because it's based on crystals and all that kind of stuff, which actually, you know, which is pretty phenomenal with this planet too as well. And most of our metaphysical stuff that we do is all based on crystals. Crystals for chakra clearing, energy itself. Even in movies, you'll see certain references to crystals and having great energy sources to power machinery and that kind of stuff, not just the idea of crystals, but also using crystal energy and also using mental energy, which is the idea of the power of thought, of realizing that thought does have a frequency. So therefore, the idea of telling something to do is not that far-fetched, because basically what it is, it's just a manipulation of energy on something else that has energy. And what you do is you have like a relationship. And you see that we have relationships deep within anything and everything we have within the planet. So relationships are very important, because, you know, relationship with energy and the way you coexist with energy, it can either work for you or work against you. And it's the same thing with relationships with the physical sense. You know, you can sit there and have positive energy and learn how to use it and work together and coexist, or it can work against you as well, where that person will see you as a threat. So it's the idea of that balance. Boy, when you sit and start thinking about things and how important, and not just balance, but grounding is, and the process of using crystals, which is not that far-fetched either if you think about it. I mean, I used to work for the carnival, and when we had those mass generators we used to pack back and forth in the trailers, we always used copper rods to actually ground. We had to use those for grounding on the generators and stuff. You know, so there was a better connection and stuff like that. When you wire stuff into boxes and stuff like that with your house and that kind of stuff, you have a grounding wire. So the idea of grounding is throughout everything you can think about. So therefore, to think about grounding ourselves is not that far-fetched. So you said we have someone on the line?
Yes, we do. And I have my phone book handy, so I looked up, and she's in West Virginia.
West Virginia. So go ahead.
304.
304.
So how do I work this thing?
There's one microphone that's blue, and then there's one next to that that's black. You click on that one, and when it turns red, they're on the air.
Okay. So far, yeah, they're on the air now.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how
Hello?
Are you?
Oh, hi, there you are.
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay.
Thank you.
How are you? I'm good. I have a relationship question for you.
Oh, could you give us your name first?
Sure. It's Kathy.
Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy, you seem such a beautiful person to have trouble with your relationship. So what's up?
Well, I recently met somebody, and his name's Kevin, and we've kind of seen each other a few times and spent some time together, and I'm wondering if you see that going into an actual relationship.
First of all, let me ask you a question, okay? I always tell people the reason I ask the question is because I'm trying to get an insight on how you are picking up on this situation as well, because, you know, realistically, like I've told people before, it's great to ask questions and get some insights through a psychic or a spiritual advisor and that kind of stuff. But at the same time, there should also be a connection between the two of you that you recognize as well as more, not just getting the answer of what's going to happen, but almost like a confirmation that something is going on so you can put yourself completely into the situation and completely into this relationship. So, you know, when we sit here and talk about Kevin and the connection you have, the one I've heard the most is people keep saying that I met this person who's not acting accordingly, because when I met this person, the energy between the two of us, like I already felt like I knew the person and I felt like things were going to go on. And then the person started being a little distant. Does that sound familiar?
Well, yes. We actually get along really, really well. I feel like he's really good for me, but he's kind of back and forth with he's not sure, I guess, what he wants to do.
Okay, when you say he's not really sure what he wants to do, does that mean take a trip, commit to the relationship?
Basically just commit to a relationship.
Okay. One other thing I also want to ask you, and this is just one more.
Okay.
It's one of those switch. I always tell people, the first thing I ask is right off the bat, because of the society that we have, I'm not saying everybody does this, but I'm just curious because it could be kind of an awkward question, is the idea of being intimate with somebody. And has that happened with you and Kevin?
Being intimate? We've kissed a couple times.
Okay. Okay, I could get really blunt. Say, have you guys had sex? Okay.
No.
Wow, that's blunt.
The reason it is because I'm getting really irritated with men who have a tendency to say they have a tough time committing themselves to a relationship, not realizing that sex is a commitment.
Right.
So
that hasn't happened.
Yeah, so it's a contradiction. You know, once they're sitting there going, ooh, 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 but later on they're going, no, no, no.
Right.
And you're sitting there going, okay, that's not fair to sit there. Because, you know, for a fact, people know that's a very important part of a relationship. So when you go there, you're thinking, even if you don't discuss it, you're still assuming that means the relationship is going in the direction of a long-term relationship. You know, we do have people out there who actually do, you know, who have a tendency to mate like dogs, but we're not talking about those people in this situation.
Right.
And those are situations of fears, too, because a lot of times we can trace it back to a person who's just scared of being lonely and other aspects of things and why people are the way they are. Because a lot of people like to label things too quickly for me. And that person is just a slut. And, you know, you sit in the situation going, no, there's actually a little deeper, more situation to that, too, because it's amazing, I think, that a girl is called a slut if she's highly sexual, but a guy is called a stud. They both
right.
have S's, but, you know.
Absolutely.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's one of those.
The double standard.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the situation with Kevin, who has a tendency, and that's like, I feel like with this situation, the one thing that could really help it is the idea of bluntness. And that's the idea of calling people when they say things. Like, for example, if a person really, the person sitting there looking in the face and goes, hey, you know something? I don't know if I'm ready for a relationship. It's really important for someone on the other end of that to go, okay, this is the way it works. We are together. I mean, right now at this moment, we're sitting here communicating, we're talking, and you're saying that to me. And the idea of looking at the situation and realizing one thing, something you did or said or thought brought this into existence or it would not be happening.
Mm-hmm.
This is a way to help people realize one thing. You've manifested this. So something within you wanted this relationship, wants a relationship. You're reaching out to somebody, and now you're pulling back. And I think what the situation is, you should understand that you're not being fair. Not just the person who's sitting across from you who's going, what the heck's up? But yourself, because you have called this into existence. So, you know, people have a tendency to want to sit there and do that. I think it's the most selfish thing to do is to run away from something, when you should be looking at it going, okay, this is manifesting for a reason. And if you're saying, I don't know about it, you know, realistically, let's be honest with ourselves. Ask anybody in the freaking world, the best connections have ever happened, the person still was not completely 100% ready for the relationship. He had to take that leap of faith to actually put himself into it, to really know what it's all about, to experience it. And if he's not willing to do that, you sit back and look at the person and go, I am. So I have no intentions of waiting or sitting here until you figure it out. You can either join me in this freaking, you can either join me and enjoy this to the fullest, or you can sit back and watch me enjoy my life. Because all you're doing at that time is thinking, and I'm not sure, is this, your procrastination has basically stopped your life right there. So people have a tendency to say, I'm not staying here. I want to continue to move on with the flow of life. And that's just a person who's made a conscious effort and a decision. And people who don't, it's not the idea of being left behind. It's the idea of refusing to go forward. And there is a difference. And Kevin seems to be a person who has some emotional issues, but he's never going to deal with those emotional issues or even in a remotely way of actually solving them. If he doesn't get himself in a relationship. Let's think about it. We have issues about relationships. We cannot deal with those issues if we're not in one.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he's actually been single for 3 years because of some fears from getting into a relationship. Apparently, you know, somebody's treated him bad in the past.
Yeah, but see, that's the whole point. Somebody has treated him bad in the past. So the only person that's being bad to Kevin right now is Kevin. Because he refuses to let that go. Not that person. It's just a memory. It's just a situation and that kind of stuff that he's using. And, you know, one thing I would suggest for you to do is go get Dr. Wayne Dreyer's book called Excuses Be Gone. It explains that excuses are nothing but things that keep us from where we really want to be at. Man.
It sounds like everybody's got the cough. My little girl's been coughing all night.
Yeah, so I'm sitting here saying the situation, you're going to get a really strong impression with this whole thing. But at the same time, I know for a fact that with situations that I've worked with, it seems like the most thing is communication is also bluntness. It's the idea of telling people how you feel when you feel it. I had a friend of mine did that with a guy who came to her and said, it was Valentine's Day. She'd give him a Valentine's Day card, and he said, yes, I'll be your Valentine. And then 3 days later, he informs her that his family wants him to date somebody else, which he's going to do. Now, he expected her to be all understanding, and she looked at him and said, you know something? I don't really appreciate this. And I think it's one of the meanest things you can do to somebody to even, you know, accept my invitation. And then come to me 3 days later with this kind of thing and expect a positive outcome. Well, it ain't going to happen, buddy. And she told him how she really felt. Because that's how she felt. That's called expression, but it's also called communication. He knew for a fact, because he's actually come back into her life lately, too, and he's more respectful that he asked certain things. But, you know, she's always been that way, too, as well, that he came to her and he said, it's like they connected and they started talking, right? And things started happening again. And then he did it again. He informed her that he has a girlfriend. I don't know if he did this because he wanted to get what kind of reaction out of her or some kind of, you know, I don't know. It's almost like you feel like you should crack the guy with the ball bat. But it came across again. And then he started basically informing her that there were certain things that he missed about their relationship. And he was pretty blunt about it, too.
Oh, a pity party.
So he was like, okay, these are the things my girlfriend won't do. And I remember we used to do these things, and they were so fun and that kind of thing. And she told me flat out, you know, it's like this. If he's not getting the sexual stuff unless he gives me the relationship.
Right.
And
yeah.
I said, stick to your guns and say, okay, you know, you want something from me. And I think when people do that kind of situation, they still want the relationship, and they want you, and they want the whole thing. They're just basically doing, they're basically coming to you with the wants and needs that they can actually handle. The emotional part, but like I said before, they're never going to be able to understand or deal with those things until they confront them. And they have the tendency to be in a relationship. And in relationships, like we were saying before earlier, when I was talking to everybody about how the association with crystals, the association with energy, those are relationships. Your foot hitting that floor, that is a relationship. When you go buy an apple and you talk to that attendant for 3 minutes, that is a small relationship, but it's still a relationship. And how you relate to that person, usually you walk away satisfied that you've accomplished something. It's the same thing with relationships, you know, when we have the romantic ones as well. So it's the idea of realizing that when we're in a store and we're talking to the attendant, or we go to the bank and someone shorts us freaking money, we have no problem communicating, do we? You know,
yeah.
Right across that counter, buddy, you got my $100, dude. But and that's what I say. And when it comes to relationships and that man or that woman, when you have a problem and you feel like you got to say it, and I feel like this, if you have something within you that has a voice that needs to be said, you need to say it, because it's almost like your angels are prompting you, hey, this person needs to hear this. This will get the ball rolling and things will start moving forward again, because they'll realize you are real and that you're not going to deal with it. Because the more you give in and you treat these, and I'm going to sit here and say it like this, because I've been dealing with, working with a lot of women, and I keep hearing the same thing. Oh, this guy's been hurt. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm sitting there going, you know something, sweetie? This isn't an adult.
Yeah.
This is not a child. Snap out of it. If he's going to walk in the room, if he's going to go into a bar, he's going to go to a restaurant, or he's in the laundromat or the grocery store, and he's going to walk up to you, and he's going to connect with you, Facebook, computer, whatever. If he makes that choice to connect with you, he has the right and the respect to you to let it go full term where it's going to go. And when they don't, we have to sit there and say, hey, you know somebody, I don't like that. And there's a nice way of saying it, you know, of sort of looking at people and saying, hey, you know something, I gave myself, I'm being vulnerable right now, why can't you? And if you start hearing excuses, there's nothing wrong with saying, you know something, I looked at my list today, and it doesn't say I want a guy with excuses. It says I want a guy who wants me as much as I want him, and you can't be the guy. Because I don't have that on my list. If you do, take it off, please. Please don't have that on your list. I want a guy who's just going to be all wishy-washy. No. We have these specific things on our list, and I just want to look at the situation and tell everybody we want to have real things, and this is a real world and real adults. And the only way you're ever going to do that is to be real with each other. And there's nothing, I mean, I tell people all the time, if you are sitting there watching yourself, compromising who you really are, help, you know, let a person, because they can't deal with something, you're really doing an injustice to them, because they need to hear it. They need to understand. And I've had this with women, too, who have actually went out with guys who didn't want to go out with them. You sit there and talk to them. I can't get rid of this guy anymore. Why can't I get rid of him? Because you said yes. See, he thinks every time you ask a girl out, they're going to say yes because you said yes. Now he won't leave you alone. See, that's what we sit here told you. You need to speak your mind and say, okay, I don't want to go out with you, buddy. Because I think realistically, you really don't have to tell people why. It's a choice. You ask a question, and you don't do it. Or you do.
Well, yeah, and he said this was like 3 years ago as well. So it's kind of like, you know, it's time to get over it and move on.
Yeah, I had actually gave a lady advice one time. I told her, so this is the way it works. I said, I was reading the Bible, and the Bible says you should never mourn for people who pass for more than 30 days. And I said, you know something, it was almost like it was pointed out to me that it's almost the same thing with relationships. And, of course, there's different degrees of relationships and different degrees of people breaking up and that kind of situations. I mean, we've seen people who split up, and we've seen people get back together. We've seen soulmates and twin flames have a tendency to have the bouncing back and forth thing, and then all of a sudden they connect, of course. But at the same, what it's also saying, you know, after 30 days, if nothing's going on, then you need to continue with your life, because you are still alive, you still have goals, you still have a purpose, and you still have things you got to do. If nothing else, but just live your life. And I thought it was pretty clear when you sit there and say it. I said, after a death, mourn for 30 days. After that, it's all about you. It's no longer about them. It's an excuse to keep maybe graveling in your own pity and it's saying, snap out of it and realize that why are you still here and why the other person passed on? Because we hear this a lot, and I'm not saying we should take anything away from it, but at the same time, we should look at the situation of people passing on. We always look at it as a bad thing when it could be a good thing. People are just transmitting from this life to another. I don't think we should worry about how it happened or if they did they shorten their life or didn't they? It's the ideal, like life in itself. If it didn't happen, then how could you sit there and say that their life was short or cut short? We don't know how long their life was supposed to be in the first place.
Right.
It's like cigarette company, you know, like the cigarette commercials. You know, if you smoke a cigarette, you take three minutes off your life. I'm sort of going, how do you know that? How'd you come up with that assessment? And it's the same thing with a lot of things. Like you're talking about your Kevin guy. I mean, people are sitting there going, I don't know if I want to do this or not. Okay, what do you mean you don't know if you want to do this? You know, when you made the initial contact, it didn't seem like you had a problem with it until maybe something really happened and a reaction really happened. So why don't you just sit there and take it one step further and look at the situation, what you're hanging on to, and ask yourself, why do you hang on to that fear? Because all it's doing is keeping you from what you really want.
Gosh, I need to have him call you. Maybe you could tell him that.
I was sitting there looking.
No, what really got me was, you know, he kind of stuck around on Sunday to. He said he wanted to meet my boys because they were at a friend's house, and then to turn around and say, well, you know, I just kind of want to be friends for a while. You know, that kind of upset me.
I want to be friends for a while, and I just want to look at people and go, snap out of my friend. You know, the basis of a relationship, seriously, no, a relationship's got many layers. Friendship, support. Sometimes you act like brothers and sisters. Sometimes you guys act like, you know, like a father and mother. And sometimes you act like brother. You know, like I said before, there's just like different formats. So the ideal sinister, I just want to be. And the thing that I get drives me crazy is people want to control it. You cannot control energy, as in the situation of stopping it. Okay? The only way you can control it is to put form in it, to give it direction. Once you give it direction, you got to let it go and where it's going to go. That's what we always say. Do not attach yourself to situations, people, you know, and just focus. When we say focus on the outcome, what we're saying is we're focusing on the outcome. We're focusing. We have the subconscious image in our minds that energy is going to go through to create that, okay? And it actually makes the form. And this is funny, too, because actually science has proven this, that when you take energy and you take thought and you focus on it, it starts becoming what you're thinking. But when you take that thought off of it, it goes back into a mass. So there's a whole lot of things with the situation. But see, the one thing you're doing is you can't control the flow of energy, but you can't control the form. So that we're talking about outcome here. This is what I want. What I would do with the situation that you're in is the idea of kind of, because I was sitting there looking at your cards, this is playfulness, you know, to recapture romance in your life. It's allowing the inner youth spirit of fun to shine through, which is the idea of having fun with it, you know. And when it does, and when it starts becoming a chore, try to find the humor in it. Try to find that playfulness. And it's also talking about the spiritual teacher. It also talks about you. Now, the card says, you know, you heal with your classes, sessions, and seminars. But if you take it down to the format of actually detailing it to you, what it says is the idea will take it back down to the level of who you are, as in being more of a spiritual teacher means to be an example, okay? Because the next card, next to that, was practice. You know, polish your skills by practicing regularly, which means the ideal every day, take a step to actually speak in your mind about more things that you've not done in the past. And then you're going to catch yourself always looking for solutions instead of always focusing on what you don't have. Okay, so then we look at the situation here and go, hey, buddy, and you speak your mind. Okay, you say, friends, I said, okay, it's like this. You know, people should get more blunt and say, you know something, you're right. You know, be friends. But if you're going to sit there and hold back, then all we're going to do is ruin it. And that's the truth. Now, that's what it says by practice. Be able to practice saying those things. When he says things like, okay, I just want to be friends for a while. And it's like you could go either way on this whole thing. you could say, what the hell are you talking about? What does that mean? Seriously, I've done it before. People look at me and go, well, you know what I mean? I said, if I knew what you meant, why would I ask the question? And people look at me and go, you actually say this to people? I said, you would not believe how much respect I get from somebody by asking the questions. They're realizing I'm not going to let them get away with it.
Right.
I'm not going to enable them to keep continuing doing the same thing over again. If they walk away, then they're not strong enough for me. That's the point. We want someone who's on the same page as we are. We want someone, like I said before, we want someone to want us as much as we want them. We also have to sit there and step back from the situation and say, just stop talking and thinking about Kevin and start focusing on me and saying, you know, Kevin's not giving me what I want, so maybe I haven't loved myself enough today. And take that kind of approach. Because, you know, when you start loving yourself, I've always said this, and I don't care what anybody says, when you love yourself unconditionally, you know, put God in there, Jesus, your angels, and just basically create this loving community within yourself with your angels, God, and everything else, it's going to ooze out and touch everybody in your life. So see, the only thing you got to do is be who you are. It's going to touch everybody. And Kevin's going to see the same thing. And if Kevin can't resonate with that, then Kevin was never meant to resonate with it. You have a lot of potential here. I'm not going to say that either. You do have a lot of potential with this whole situation. But but when we start focusing on somebody else, then it takes the focus away from us and what we're trying to create here, okay? We don't have to worry about what Kevin's up with. We can't help Kevin change himself either. We can't help him deal with the issues, except one way is to face our own fears and give Kevin a different reflection back to him because of what we've done with ourselves. It's like looking at Kevin. Kevin is having trouble expressing himself, but it seems like you don't have trouble expressing yourself except when you hold back and you don't say certain things. So what Kevin reflects back to you is you need to do that more. You need to express and you need to speak it more than you have before.
Okay.
Because I feel like when you do, it's going to spot him. It's almost like, you know, we could call like a mental energy stick. Okay, Kevin, step out of it.
Yeah.
And then step back. You know, I'm just saying. But when it talks about a spiritual teacher, you're much a spiritual teacher for everybody else as much as you are for yourself. You look at things and do things like I do. I'll sit there and go, okay, if I drink milk, I have a tendency to get bloated and certain like that. So I don't need to go to a freaking doctor. I already pretty much assessed the problem. So now it's good. Now take the energy to the next level for a solution. What is the solution? And I go that way, either kind of supplements or changing my diet or kind of stuff like that. But so many people these days are looking for someone to fix it for them, going to a doctor, going to a dentist, you know. I'm not saying I pull my own teeth. I'm not saying I won't either. But with the prices going up the way they are, I might start pulling my own teeth. But I'm just saying sometimes with certain things within ourselves, the solution is so simple to find. It's just the ideal that when you look at Kevin, what does he reflect back to you? And then be honest with yourself and say, okay, I'll work on that. And don't be surprised if you don't get a different reaction out of him. Because anytime you're going to miss in the word relationship and that kind of stuff, you're going to spook him. Now, it's one of those things, who cares, right? Realistically, you're right. Who cares? But the best thing to say is to realize to yourself, in the best relationships, those things are not really spoken anyway. I've heard so many people say, when are we going to sit down and talk about going to the next level? I said, what do you mean talking about going to the next level? I hate to be funny or something, but when people come to me and say, I wonder about me and my boyfriend going to the next level. I said, what do you mean? You guys are arguing because who's going to get in the elevator first? And she goes, no. I said, well, if you're talking about relationships, and as they call them, levels were never meant to be experienced, as in we take the next level. Levels were there to help us understand when things don't go right. They're not to be lived. You don't sit there and go, well, we're going on to the texting phase. First of all, there's no such thing as a texting phase.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, relationships are very spontaneous. So we're not supposed to sit back and think about them. We know for a fact that when we think too much, that's when we start creating imbalances, because all the energy that we've been using to actually love each other is going up in our heads and we're thinking too much. We need to balance that energy out. We need to take it back down to our heart and our minds. But what we got to do is we got to get back to the point of saying, am I following my heart? And realize that when you follow your heart, it spiritually illuminates your mind. So you feel it and you also see it. So you will always see the truth by following your heart. So when you look at this situation and you feel like, there's a lot of potential here. Okay? Or does he like me? Will he ever like me? Will he ever express himself? Ask yourself at that time, do I want to be a girlfriend or do I want to be a therapist?
Yeah.
And ask seriously. Because the first time, I'm just saying, the first time you ask yourself a question, you are a therapist.
Yeah.
And it takes you out of the equation. You know, we've heard the friend, we've always heard about the friend phase. I don't want to be a friend. Yeah, you do. But you want all the things that go with it. You want the whole, you want the three-dimensional relationship. And if you have a relationship that's supposed to be more and you're only being friends, you're only having a one-dimensional relationship. And that's why it has a tendency not to go anywhere, because someone's trying to control it. And Kevin's trying to control it because of what he's scared of what's going to happen. He doesn't realize that when he experiences it, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things, too. We have to realize that Kevin is having a tough time not loving you, not caring about you, not giving you what you need. It's you not giving yourself what you need at those moments. Because I feel like you do. I feel like you're a very caring person. You focus, you work on yourself, you do kind of things. I think you should do more meditations. I'll just throw that out there for you, okay?
Okay.
But Kevin, realistically, he's too much thinking. He's not doing any work. We know he can sit there and say, well, I have a tendency to meditate from time to time. If he says that, that means he's sitting there, when I'm on the phone waiting for someone to answer the phone, that's what he calls meditation. And I say, that's bullshit.
Okay. well, I'm definitely going to try this. Expressing myself more.
Express yourself more. Now, what you need to do is take 2 hours. I always tell people, start with 15 minutes of meditation in the mornings and 15 meditations at night. And what's just so funny, I got to start taking my own freaking advice, too, and start doing that again. But definitely, you have to do that. When you start taking the time to find time for yourself, you're just having respect for yourself. And what you're going to find out is people will start respecting you, too. Also, with the situation of connecting with your angels and taking the time to do so, you'll start noticing the angels will start communicating with you all the time, no matter where you're at. So you'll know exactly what a sign is and what they're trying to get through to you, if it comes to a person or whatever. So you know meditation is so important in the mornings, at least in the mornings. And you need to do it before anybody gets up. Take that time for yourself. Like I said, you can start out with 15 minutes, but you know, I used to take 2 hours, and people go 2 hours. I said, yeah, I need 2 hours in the morning to be this fantastic person for the rest of the day. And I said, that's just being honest. You know, people don't take that time for themselves, and they have these sporadic days. What we're definitely doing when we do that is we're definitely declaring what kind of day we want. I want to have a happy, productive day. Now, we know for a fact that during that day, if we're going to cross paths with our significant other, we need to do that work in the morning, so we're prepared when we cross those paths. So we have to sit there and say, well, shoot, I didn't see that one coming. You will see it coming. But I'm just saying to you, one thing you got to do is stop thinking and spontaneously do what you got to do. That means that's what I was talking about, the practicing of speaking your mind more. But just spend time in the morning. And if you want to, I tell people before, there's a simple meditation, just very simple meditation you can do in the morning. If it's hard for you, if you do this simple meditation, you find it a little difficult or just a little overwhelming, then just simply take 15 minutes and just breathe. Inhale through your nose and out through your mouth. What you do is you inhale into your nose, into your stomach, and up to your chest. It's like a little circular rotation. And then out through your mouth. And just do that for like 10 minutes, 15. But there's a meditation that I do from time to time that I can do anywhere. And no one will even know it. And I just keep saying to myself, I am love. I am love. I am love. I am love. And what you do is, as you're saying, I am love, focus on the heart, but actually that space behind the heart. They say this is the God essence, some people picture a little pilot light. I saw Doreen Virtue in her book. She talks about a pilot light. Some people see it as a pocket of energy or a plasma. That kind of thing. They got visuals to go with that, to connect with that space behind the heart, okay? They say this is the God essence. This is your connection to God. I mean, you can picture in your mind of seeing a line of energy going out into the world, coming into your chest, and then going up from your chest up to the top of your head, up into the up and upwards. This is going into the spiritual energy that comes in. It comes down to your crown chakra, which is at the top of your head, and it comes down through, there's like You got your crown chakra. You got your third eye chakra. Some people say there's ear chakras, but you also have chakra for your throat, and then you go into your heart chakra. So it's like a big old out to the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a cool thing, okay? But just simply take it and just focus on that space. You know, like some people, like I do, I have a tendency to bow my head, focus on the space behind my heart, and maybe even focus on the heart chakra and the heart space, and that little, that space behind it, and just focus on that. Try to go deep within that, which is actually, when you do that, actually takes you deep within yourself. And then just keep saying to yourself, I am love, I am love, I am love. And then take it one step further and go, I love, I love, I love. When I love God, I love myself. When I love myself, I love God. And then see how that resonates with you each morning.
Okay.
Now, I told people, when I started doing that, I thought, wow, I've been doing this for a long time. This should be a piece of cake, right? I did it for 5 minutes, and I started tapping into that. Because you're actually tapping into pure energy and pure love. The God essence is God. And you're going to realize that you and God are one. You've always been connected. So you're just a naturally loving, caring person. So if you still, like some people I've talked to, they ask the question, okay, why do I still love my ex? Or why do I love anybody from my past? And I said, it sounds like it's pretty normal to me because you're a loving, caring person. That's in your nature. So you're going to probably, if you look back realistically, you probably still love everybody. You just realize it wasn't working and you moved on.
Right.
But you still have a connection with those people because, you know, if you really look at the situation, we all come from the same source. So we're all connected. You consider deny it, but the more you feed it, the more you let yourself go with the flow of the whole thing and realize what kind of connection that we really do have, then it makes life a whole lot easier to realize that, like we was talking about yesterday on our daytime show, which we were talking about the idea of going with the flow and how easy it really is if we just let go. The simple word is, I told a friend of mine, I said, try this meditation. Just go, let go. And then watch your hands. Take your shoulders and your body, and as you say, let go, just let go of everything at that moment until your hands are actually touching the floor. Just feel it lifting off your shoulders. The world is God, my friend. And then you're going to realize the reason those blocks were on your shoulders is because you built that wall. And then you make a promise to yourself to be happy. You be happy and focusing on doing that. You also realize there are certain people in your life that you don't need anymore. And it's not being a mean thing. They just don't contribute to your happiness anymore. It's their choice. They can either go along for the ride and be happy too. And who wouldn't want to be happy, right? But some people just choose that misery and say, well, you know something? I'm just going to dwell on this for the rest of my days. And then they get mad because everybody else doesn't want to do it. And it's like, okay, I'm sorry, but if you're going to sit there and do that, hopefully one day they'll snap out of it, okay? But the one thing I noticed when I started doing that, when you tap into that pure love, it's overwhelming to feel something that pure, to go, ooh, I thought I could handle it. It took me 3 days to actually get up to doing it for 5 minutes.
Well, I'm definitely going to try this.
Some people look at me and go, okay, I don't like the God thing. I said, you know something? One thing about like metaphysics and all this stuff, all the work I've been doing lately, actually forever, that seems like to me, we used to go out and do nature walks when we was in Colorado, where I would sit there and focus on my ears, my eyes, and I would try to see as far as I could, you know, just take it all in, and then start looking for details. And I did the same thing with my ears. Like I would sit there at night and just sit there and see how far I could actually hear. What that actually does is stimulate not just your ears, because we don't realize that when we don't, like they said before, if you don't use it, you lose it. We don't realize how much we don't use our ears and our eyes. We take them for granted. But when you really take the conscious intentions and start working on those, it doesn't just enhance those physical, but also enhance the spiritual behind it. So you have a tendency to start really putting it all together, as in getting balance within your life, as in the physical and the spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that yesterday, too. I just want to bring this one up real quickly. When we talk about balance within your life, it's the idea between physical and spiritual. But it's also the balance between giving and receiving, doing and being, structure and flow. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
the balance is, no, seriously, this is important because it's in proven fact that if you don't take and realize they're equally important, it cuts your prosperity off in your life. Now, when we talk about prosperity, we're not talking about money. We're talking about how your life will, you know, will flow with the things that you're trying to attract and bring into your life. Well, they'll also continuously flow too when they happen. You'll start noticing that you have better relationships with people, relationships romantically, any kind of relationship, but also prosperity with money and success and anything and everything you do. So it's very important because a lot of people don't realize in the process, especially with relationships, with giving and receiving. If you think you're a giver, that's great, but you also have to be a fantastic receiver. Or when you start giving to somebody and they're giving back to you, if you don't think receiving is good, you might actually be blocking it from seeing something that's actually happening. So you want to see the whole thing. You want to make sure that you're seeing it. You're not seeing an illusion, but you're actually seeing the real McCoy, and you're seeing past that illusion. You're seeing what's really going on because you really want to see Kevin for who he is.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the situation. But sometimes when you love and care about somebody and they can't give you what they want, sometimes you got to make some decisions to leave and move on, but also realize you're not doing it to be vindictive or mean. You're doing it because that person and you are just, it's not going to work until he works on him. And I think with some of the things we've got going on here with you guys, doing some of these techniques and stuff like that, I would also share with him on this. For one thing is to see what kind of attitude he really has, but also sharing with him on some of the things you want to change in your life will help him.
Okay.
You can't do it for him. But like I said before, a spiritual teacher is a person who gives people information and then steps back and lets them do the realizations on their own.
Okay. Okay, I can do that.
So just like I said before, I would take each day and just practice on something that when we talk about, you know, we used to talk about making our lists for ourselves, and we would make them a list for our relationships. And then we look over that list. We have to definitely make sure that what we've written on that list, that we are too as well. That can actually work against us. But I tell people flat out, you know, the greatest thing about that is if you look at your list and you think maybe you're not, doesn't mean you can't be. Because you wrote on the list for a reason. So it's in there. It just needs to be brought out, developed, or whatever it is. Because you're a very gifted woman too as well. It's just the idea of working on those gifts. There's an intuitional thing with you that says, I got to speak my mind. But sometimes your mind has a tendency to cut in and say, no, you don't hurt that person's feelings. We have to realize one thing in life. Like I was saying this last night when they were talking about this person who supposedly got bullied, who shot these people. See, we don't realize that something, that person's internally doing things to himself where he thinks that's so important at that moment that he justifies his actions, not realizing he still made a conscious choice to kill people. If he would have sat there and looked at the situation and realized one thing, those things he's internally going over within himself are those are the doubts that he has about himself. And people were just stimulating it, if that was even the case at all. I'm just saying, we all have to realize the reason we're getting hurt, because there's a realization, there's a lot of truth in what's being said to us, and we need to look at that and go, okay, I've done it before. That's what I'm talking about. When I talk about analyzing ourselves, it means in looking at ourselves and looking at things, how we can improve. And it's just the idea of looking at things and asking yourself, am I too sensitive? Somebody just said I'm too insensitive. Well, instead of getting angry about the whole thing or getting upset or just getting a little bit out of shape, take it in, go look at it, and see if it's true. If it's not true, then you found out something about yourself that you already knew. If it is true, then it's out in the front that you can actually look at it and you can change it if you don't like it. And then when that person comes back again and all they can see is what you used to be, you can voice yourself and show them who you really are.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you helping me.
Oh, you're welcome. I always tell people that we, you know, the idea of sitting down and doing private sessions. And I've been telling everybody about the prices. The prices are priced the way they are because, first of all, I think I deserve it. I'm worth it because I've done a lot of work and I've done a lot of research and all kinds of stuff. So when you do a reading with me, I make sure that I know exactly what I'm talking about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the things when I do readings, it's just not answers. It's advice. It's counseling. It's life coaching. It's direction. Anything and everything you put in the whole thing, I just, sometimes I even feel like I don't think I give enough. And I try. So that's why I always urge for people to get private sessions, because so much can be accomplished. First of all, you'll be more comfortable. And then we can also do so many things. I tell people, you should come. I said, okay, so it's $135 for a 60-minute reading. You don't realize what I can do for you in 60 minutes. I might actually give you three readings. I might actually do three card readings. I might actually tell you if we're on a webcam or if we're in person, I'll do a palm reading for you. And I don't charge anything extra after I have got, you know, after we sit down and done the initial payout or whatever it is and made that 60-minute session. Once it's done, whatever happens in that 60-minute session, you're going to be amazed about what you're going to walk away with and what's actually going to happen. Because I used to have people come to my shop, and they would come in, and I would sit down and do three card spreads. I do palm readings. I had some runes at the time. I would do rune readings, that kind of stuff. And the guy looked at me and goes, wow, you do a lot in 60 minutes, and more people do in 6 minutes. I'm like, I said, well, it's one of those things that I want to make sure that we actually get the answers and we get deep into the situation and deep in your situation, because, you know, the answers realistically are not on the surface, and you are a very deep, loving person. So sometimes it takes a little bit more into the whole thing that we need to consider that, you know, and that's what we talk about. But I've also told people before, too, you know, they walk in the we had a lady not too long ago came to me, and she goes, I can't afford what you're paying, you know, what you're asking for. I said, okay, what would you want to pay? And she told me, and she goes, can I pay that? And I felt like since she had the guts to even ask, you know, I felt like that was something we should consider. Most people have a tendency to get mad and look at you and go, that's just too much, and walk away, not realizing if your paths are crossing, they're crossing for a reason. So ask for what you want. And that's what I tell everybody. It's another lesson to be learned. You do get what you want, even on the small scale. That might actually change your mind and make you realize right at that moment, I just got a $135 reading for $35 or $60.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that happen? Who cares? It did happen. And that's the point. So with the situation with you and Kevin, it's the ideal of looking at it and see, okay, if you can get deep within Kevin and you realize this could be something really good for you, not good for him,
mm-hmm.
but good for you too. Because, you know, you can't be good for him unless you're good for yourself. So what we're saying is you look within yourself, you look within Kevin, you look at the whole thing and you put it together, okay? It's a whole, because that's what you're going to be. You are going to be one. And I think a lot of couples these days keep forgetting that individuality, you have your personalities, yours, his, but there's also a personality called a relationship. And it needs nurturing as much as anything else. It's like a child. If you don't nurture and feed that child, it dies. It's the same thing with a relationship. So it's great to nurture yourselves is the first part of the whole thing, of course. But you also have to get together and nurture each other as well. So when things happen, like I've told guys before, a woman does not want you to come down to her level when she's feeling depressed and she wants someone to lean on to. Because if you're mm-hmm. on the same level as she is, who's she going to lean on? You're both going to fall off the freaking cliff. So it's the idea of realizing, you know, you're strong. You know, the only way anybody else is going to be strong for themselves is to see your strength and not be scared of it, and to also love you because of your indifferences, not in spite of it. That's the whole thing with relationships. So we're going to sit here and look at the thing with Kevin. And like I said before, positive energy, positive thinking, positive thoughts can turn this around. But at the same time, if we have a person who's persistent, who wants to be miserable, then move on and be happy and let them be miserable. Because they've made a choice, okay? They've made a choice, and you have too. So honor your choices. And hopefully one day they'll walk away from the one they did. And you never know. That's how I think how a lot of people cross paths again and actually have those relationships they've always wanted to have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry if we kept you for so long.
Oh, it's okay. That was good advice. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I just want you to, like I said before, I'd love to sit down and do a private reading with you. A past life regression, I think, would be really good for you. But if not, please give us a call back and check in with us and tell us how this is going with you and Kevin and your life, so we can maybe get some more insights on the whole thing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. So let's look at the situation. They told us we have 90 seconds left in the show.
We've got some. Oh, he left. No, he didn't. We've got somebody here.
Okay, no problem. I just want to thank everybody. So we, you know, cause,
right.
you know for a fact that we can still keep talking to people as long as they're in the queue.
Yeah.
So you know, you're going to get in here really quick, about the next 60 seconds at 7.
I just put him on.
Okay, no problem. Just let me thank everybody. Thank everybody for calling in. Thank you for everybody listening. Thank you for all the donations and stuff. And thank you for Richard being our sponsor. And if you want to sponsor us too, please give us a call. It's 740-601-9835. And my website is www.psychicaxjourneyman.com. And may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. And give love where love is given. And let's get back to our callers. And let's talk to our caller who's on now. And let's all say hello.
Hi. He's from New York. He's just come back from Iraq, and he's looking for an angel reading and relationship counseling, apparently, a relationship question. He says he really needs it.
Is he on with us now?
Are you there, caller?
Yes,
ma'am. Hi?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I was just going to ask you to speak up, please, if you would.
Say that again, sir?
If you could speak up. So what you're doing is, so you just got back from Iraq?
Yes, sir.
And you're looking for some insights on, you're looking for insight on, into what now?
Well, to see how my relationship is going with my current fiancé, because it's kind of rocky right now, and to also get, and also to get some angel readings as well.
Okay. Well, on the show, what we do is we do three-card angel readings here, and then what we do is recommend for people to give us a call and give us a call for a private session for the bigger ones, the 7 and the 5-card readings.
Okay.
Because they're pretty lengthy. A 7-card angel reading with the pyramid readings I do will take about 40 minutes, 45 minutes. So
okay.
We don't have that kind of time here on the show, but we'll definitely sit down and do a nice little pyramid with you for the 3-card, okay?
Okay.
Now, with the situation with your fiance, what is her name?
Olivia.
Olivia. Now, there seems to be a connection with you with Maria. Now, who's Maria? Does that ring a bell with you or anything?
No, not at all.
Okay. Maybe it could be associated with her, where you feel like somebody's giving her bad advice. And what I mean by bad advice, it means it's based on what they've been through instead of what they're actually looking at and what's actually going on. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But you do feel like with the relationship, it's the idea of let go of controlling issues, which means just let it unfold naturally. Because there are certain things, like we were talking about with the last caller when we were sitting there talking about, there's nothing that you can really do. As in, how we put this, you can't do something, you can't change anybody, you can't do anything in the process of what's going on except for to focus on yourself, too.
Sounds like you need some patience.
Yeah. There's patience, there's, like I said before, the one thing I picked up the most was controlled issues, which is the idea of stepping back and letting this thing unfold more naturally, because you feel like there's some wacky and chaos in the whole thing, but it's also looking at the situation of realizing that we got two individual personalities here, and one person is going to be the way she is. You know, sometimes people have a tendency to say, you know, there are certain things that you know I don't like, but they shouldn't have to conform to you. And the same thing with her too, as well. It's the idea of realizing you're both who you are, and to respect that, and to step back and say, okay, you take a breather, relax, and look at the situation, what they are. You know, she seems to be. She does seem to be a little bit dominant sometimes.
Nice.
Or she pushes her issues. How would you put that? It's almost like instead of actually really sitting down and talking and discussing it, she'd rather call her friend to talk about it.
And what came into my head was false friends. I think there's some false friends out there.
Uh-huh.
People that say, oh, I've got your best interest at heart, when they really don't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, I was going to look at the situation of, Mm-hmm. You get the impression in some ways you guys should spend some time, like a honeymoon, but it's basically like taking
well,
some time.
Well, actually married in 4 months, actually.
What's that?
Well,
you said 4 months, we're going to get married, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We get married in a month.
Oh, 4 months.
Okay, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, with the situation, I understand the honeymoon thing, but it's also having, like, there's, like, taking off for a weekend to have something like that before you get married. Because it's also talking about creating new love between the two of you. Like, you rediscover what you most like about each other, what actually brought you together in the first place, where you find, I guess, the foundation of that relationship again. Because what is the cards, the first three cards I pulled out was honeymoon, new love, and true love.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you sit there and say, this is the romance of the lifetime, it's also talking about a new person has stirred your romantic feelings. Well, it's the ideal when you take off for a weekend, you feel like you rediscover each other. So it's like, it's like having a more intensity to it, where it's like a new love. You take it to the next level of a deeper love. So it's saying true love, okay?
Yes, sir.
You get away from all those people that, you know, are causing all the problems and stirring things up.
And that's one thing I would say, too. There's just, for some reason, you feel like there are too many people in this relationship.
Oh, I'd say definitely.
You know, you sit and look at the situation and say, you know, there's certain things about you, too, that they're saying that you're safe and supported while you change your career, changing things about what you do and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Taking a different course. So whatever you, it's like almost like saying, if you've decided to take a different course and that kind of stuff, it's almost like saying Archangel Michael and your angels around you are protecting you and saying you're safe to do that. Whatever you feel is good and what's best, what's in your best interest. Okay? They're also saying that the process of focusing on the situation, that, how would we put, you have a tendency to focus too much on, you keep focusing on her too much, and you're kind of like forgetting your own needs. Because the one card I pulled out here says, love yourself first. Excuse me. It's like your self-respect makes you more romantically attractive. She has a tendency to lose respect for you if you don't take that time for yourself. So it's really good to do that. Take a step back. And, you know, sometimes you're going to have to take off and leave and take a walk, whatever it is. You got to find some time for yourself. Okay? But they say one thing about this situation is make an effort. Great love is worth taking steps you're guided to take. But they're also saying listen to the guided steps that they're taking, that they're showing you, okay? It's almost like looking at the idea of a path that you've chosen to realize what lights it up is you are the beacon and so is she. But if you don't sit there and focus on yourself, make your light as bright as it should be, then it kind of dims the whole path on your side of the whole equation. So always work on always focus on that whole situation, because the more you love yourself, I've just seen it where true love, you have a tendency to be able to really focus on the other person too as well, but be more effective, you know. And almost like you get the impression of quit focusing so much on her materialistic needs. Does that make sense?
Not really for that one.
Well, I want you to do something with the situation. Sometimes we don't realize these things until we actually go off and live them again. Where it's like the idea of, for example, like with my nephew, with his wife, sometimes what the problem is she keeps looking at the things that she doesn't have, but she never takes the time to appreciate the things that she already has. And that's what that can be a breakdown in any kind of prosperity within the relationship, in life, in the idea of financial pursuits and that kind of stuff. So when we sit here and say, feeding in too much into her physical needs, it's the ideal is there's sometimes there's other things that are important. So it's just saying assess the whole situation. Look at everything that's going on. If she starts focusing too much on what she don't have, that could also fall in the category of focusing too much on her materialistic needs.
Okay.
Because you have to be appreciated. You have, you know, we've always sit here and say you should only take 15 minutes in the morning for the things that you want, and then spend the rest of the day being grateful for what you have. Who, what, and things like that, yeah. Because it just seems like when people do that, they seem to be a whole lot more appreciative of you. They realize, you know, if they're so caught up on and themselves in that way, they have a tendency not to see you. And that's what we want, and what they want to do is they want to open that up. You know, make an effort here, of course, but also the same thing is when you realize there are certain things you can't do, it's the idea of being honest and saying, we just can't do it. And maybe you, and maybe the idea of approaching in a different approach too, but at that moment it's saying, you know, take a look at it and say, well, I don't think we can do it right at this moment. Doesn't mean we can't manifest anything we want, of course, but sometimes with situation, it's not the idea of not being able to manifest it or not having it. It's the idea of realizing, is it really a necessity? That's the key.
Okay.
Let's see. Because they sit there and focus. The more you're grateful, the more they keep focusing. That you need to focus on what you really feel like you need to do. Okay?
Yes, sir.
You really need to focus on that because it just shows a lot of infinite abundance. It shows that it's almost like devote yourself to your divine life purpose. That's what it says. Creative expression. Your soul longs to express its creativity. And that's the ideal, having an outlet. And it also shows a lot of freedom. That's the other card I got too. You're free to do what you choose. And always believe that too as well. So it's like, you know, if you have a stirring within yourself that you need to do something, you need to follow through with it. But, it, you know, like I said before, the one thing I got with the cards and stuff, that the situation with the relationship, they don't see it ending. They're just looking at certain variables that you could change so they could actually make it stronger.
Okay.
What's going on right now is just like an illusion. When we say illusion, that means how we used to think yesterday has created today. So we want to create a different tomorrow, so therefore we start thinking differently now.
Right.
Or we look at the situation and the things that we already knew we should have done, and this time, instead of not doing them, we follow through.
Okay.
All right?
That's it.
I hope we helped you out. Would you like to ask another question before you go?
Speaking of my relationship and everything, you know, I mean, do you see anything good in the relationship with me and my fiance? Anything bad? Anything like that?
Well, it seems like it's one of those things where, that's a good question. The one thing
I thought you sort of answered that in a way.
About the
bad, because what they're going through right now, and if they take some time for themselves, just away from everybody else, I think that's going to make a world of difference, because then they get to look at things from a fresh perspective. And
yeah.
Each other, you know, because they've been apart for so long, and I'm sure, you know, that it's an adjustment coming back, because you've been in Iraq for I don't know how long, but it's an adjustment coming back to the U.S. because it's a whole different, you know, everything's different now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just taking that time, you take some time away from everybody else, from all the people that seem to want to interfere, really reconnect with each other, really talk about, you know, your goals and all that. Just take time to reconnect on a personal and a romantic level. I think you're going to find it's going to do a lot of good. You're going to feel a lot better. I think there's going to, I would say right now, I think maybe you feel like there's a weight on your shoulders. Like you feel just weighed down and tired. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
There's a weight on my shoulders right now. There's a situation that just came up actually just today.
Take that time away, and I think you'll find that that weight will just be lifted. Everything will feel a lot lighter, and you know, everything will just be fresh and new. You get that? You get a fresh start.
Yeah, so that's what I was talking about too. Is that weekend? Just a weekend seemed like it would change so much, getting away from everybody and everything. But you know, like I said before, the one thing I was interested in saying is for a fact that the ideal communication seems to be the one thing of actually sitting down and really going back over and assessing just exactly what each one of you guys' wants, needs, and desires are.
Exactly.
I think once that's established, the things that you're asking for, you actually get the answers for you from the source, which is her. And that really needs to be done right now, too, because every time I sit here and focus on the situation, I just keep getting this strange impression with her. And that it's just one of those things where she needs to express and basically convey exactly what she wants. And I think she's holding back. I think in some ways she's scared that if she does tell you what she wants, she might not get it. So it's not what it has nothing to do with you, you know, and what you've done or haven't done. It's just it has to do with her. I would even go back to even looking at the situation on a religious note, where there's religious influences here, the way she's raised, the way she was brought up. That actually really resonates with that whole thing. You know, where she needs to understand one thing. And a lot of people have a tough time with that, especially women. I hate to say that. But when it comes to relationships, they don't realize that when you're in a relationship with somebody, that is your priority. Not your friend, not your family, not your friends. You know, it's the ideal. Even the Bible says flat out that when you are with your significant other, you've chosen that path. That's your priority. That's your family. And that takes number one. So your family and his family, they take a back seat, and your friends, in favor of the relationship. You can't sit and look at someone and say, hey, you're my significant other, and then make them number two and expect a positive outcome. Because it just ain't going to happen. So it's the ideal. Respect each other, love each other, care about each other. But like I said before, take a weekend for yourselves, sit down, and really sit down and talk, and really have a heart-to-heart, okay?
Okay.
And definitely give us a call back and see what's up. But I would love to sit down and work with both you guys in a relationship counseling situation. So take that in consideration of doing that, because I'd love to sit down with both you. And usually how I do it is I would work with you first, I would work with her second, and then I'd bring you both together and work together. All right? And it can all be done with the phone, too. Or if you've got Skype, we can do it that way, too.
Okay.
So...
Is there any charge for that?
What's that?
Is there any charge for that?
Yeah, there is, but like I tell everybody else, it's like you can go on my website, you'll see the prices, but I also can work with your budget too. So if you, and I always tell people, if you want to propose a price to me and say, hey, this is what we can do, feel free to do that too. All right?
Yes, sir.
Whatever's good for you, we'll work with you. I think what we got to look at the situation here is the two people that are more, that's more important about you two of getting this done and that kind of stuff. So, like I said, just look at a price that you can do. Let me know. I have not said no to anybody. I don't think I've ever said no to anybody. They always come to me and say, okay, this is what I can do. Okay, no problem. Let's do it. That's my big thing, okay?
That's it.
So, but let me know as soon as you can, because I'd love to sit down and work with you guys and get this squared away. Because you said you were getting married in when?
In 4 months.
Okay. And I'm just saying, I think it's something that should be definitely explored before you guys get married. Because I think it'd make a big difference on how you're going to commit to that whole thing when it happens, all right?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Thank you, and I appreciate your call. And like I said, get with me as soon as you can on that whole thing, because I would sit there and say time is the essence. And if you can't sit down and do that, I feel like you can. I'm just saying, we'd still love to hear from you to give us an update on how things are going with you and that kind of stuff. So let me know on either side of that situation, okay?
Yes, sir.
All righty.
Have a good night.
You have
Jeff.
A fan. You too. Thank you.
Take
you
care.
Welcome. You too.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We've kind of cleared that whole thing. Like I said, I'm going to tell everybody, too. You know, it's like, give us a call at 740-500. No. Let's try that one again. 740-601-9835. Or contact me through my website, which is actually www.psychicxjourneyman.com. If you have trouble getting the hold of that whole thing, just go to the show page here, and you'll see where it says www.psychicxjourneyman.com. All the phone numbers and information, you got to go on there and that kind of stuff. But I'm just saying, you know, the ideal situations and budgets and people's little things that they do with the kind of thing like that, the prices are what they are because... I'm just saying, this is still being recorded, so people listen
right,
and
okay,
get
yeah.
information. That if you do that kind of thing and everything else, go to there. All the information's there, and the prices and that kind of stuff. But look at the price and go, what do I can do? And then come to me and say, hey, can you do that? I guarantee you, I can. All right, so let's go, and we got to get, unless we got some other callers.
Nope, we don't.
Good. We can call it early night, huh?
Although we could finish where we started. It won't take that long. When you mentioned my friend, we almost met. And then he got a bee in his bonnet.
Uh-huh.
And it was stupid, only because I was on tag, same place we met. I went in to see his profile to see if something I had posted to him made it.
Right.
And I discovered that somebody had posted... to him, a comment, like he had posted to me, and she'd added some words to it, because he had supposed to be a comment that said something to the effect of, it's you know, it's hard when you want to be with somebody that you love and you can't or something.
Uh-huh.
This woman had posted it back to him and made some comments about she understood how he felt and, you know, hoped maybe they could heal or hurt together sometime. So I asked him about it.
Uh-huh.
And we went back and forth, and he got bent out of shape. And for a while, he was just pissy and wasn't even going to bother me. We could still be friends, but no, we weren't going to go anywhere.
Uh-huh.
So what he does is, you know, there's something, I don't know what it is, but every once in a while, he crops up and he'll, you know, because we, and pay attention to me. Other times, he just totally ignores me. I swear we have this karmic past life connection.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has a pull to him. The man's good looking. Not only is he good looking, he's got this voice. That he's right. He's Brendan the Voice Dowling. My God. He's got that Irish thing down pat. And here's a man that told me the second time we ever talked on the phone.
Uh-huh.
You have an Irishman now, and then he just turns funny. But he always has this way of pulling at me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not in love with him.
Right.
But he sent me a tag today wanting to know, you know, you could answer to the inbox. Would you shag me, yes or pass? And I said, yes, you had to ask, as if you had to ask. Oh, I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm not really technically in a relationship yet, so I can still flirt.
Right.
But I would like to, I just really don't understand what goes on here, because people have predicted that he was the right one for me, and yet he just pulls me in. Pulled me away, and somebody today said that my mother was saying she didn't like him.
Uh-huh.
You know, and she was talking about money coming through.
Uh-huh.
And it would have to be money coming from him to me, because he's vice president of marketing and sales, Dutech Limited in Galway, and I did Google it one time, so I know he actually is.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's what he says he is. But there's just something about him, and I can't figure out why it is he always draws me into him. Like, what's wrong with me? Yeah, he has that effect.
Uh-huh.
There are people who just do, and I don't get it.
Right.
It's like, are we doing some sort of karmic past life dance here?
More
I can't figure it out.
I was.
You know, just hit me today. I'd like to know.
Right. Well, that's like definitely one of the situations of the past life connection.
Yeah, I figured.
I look at it like this. It's one of those past life connections that some people get that in a past life that you wasn't really sure you wanted to go there. So it's still in that state. No one's made a choice what they really want to do with it. And when you look at the situation even closer, you would really see the connection there of who actually caused that chaos and why it didn't happen in his previous lifetime. It's because of his procrastination. Do I want to go there or don't I? I guess it's one of the things of realizing how much how some things resonate with us, right? That we don't realize that when we don't make those decisions and we procrastinate, that kind of stuff, sometimes it doesn't just affect that lifetime. It also affects many lifetimes of the idea of procrastination.
I wish he'd get over it.
Yeah.
I mean, I like him, but I wish he would, you know, it's sort of, all I can think of at the moment in my head is, should have got off the pot.
Right. I guess.
You know, he's been married before. I don't, because when I went in today, just, I looked through his, because he just came back on the tech, because he got booted long before I did. He came back, was looking for his old friends, and I was looking to see, there was a woman that was his close friend on there before, out of all the hundreds and thousands, whatever.
Uh-huh.
And she's not there anymore. I figured there's something going on, you know. And I don't think it's because he hasn't found her again. I think they had a relationship, and that just sort of fizzled.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't figure the man out. It's like, what is he doing to me? You shouldn't be doing this to me.
Right.
But there are always people that draw me in. I just met somebody today that, you know, hello, I think I like you.
Mm-hmm.
Another Irishman? Yeah. I go for Celtic men and Englishmen.
Okay.
Mostly Celtic men. And that was one of the things that the woman I kicked out of my life recently, one of her things when she was carping on Tony and the whole nine yards was he's not even a Celtic, you know, a Scotsman from the Highlands like you said you wanted. wait a minute here. He probably does have some Celtic blood, and even if he doesn't, what has that got to do with the price of tea in China?
That's true.
You know? I mean, yes, I know. I do resonate to Celtic people. It's long Celtic more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I resonate to. It feels like that's home. This isn't.
Right.
And these people draw me in. And the guy today was telling me I'm fabulous and made some lovely comment about enjoying me. It's like, okay, take me in. Oh, not quite that bad, but yeah, maybe it is. Because, you know, I'm just at that point where everything is just, I'm out here waiting for. And I'm listening to you tonight, and I'm thinking, maybe I just actually need to say something to Tony, and not in a heavy way, just say, hey, I'd like to hear something from you.
Whoa.
And I just want to know I'm here.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
No.
If I just say, you know, hey, I'm here, and, you know, I'm glad that you sent me the thing that, you know, the comment that you sent me when I came back. But,
uh-huh.
I just think he and I need to communicate more, because I don't know what's going on in his life. And I'm not going to be pushy, but I agree with what you said before. You have to go after what you want. But you have to do it in a way so that you're not dragging anybody up a freaking wall and they're going, I'm running to the hills now. There are people like that. Because I still, you know, I still remember Cindy saying, men don't like to be pursued. And it's like, I'd like, excuse me, well, who's got the man here? Not you yet.
Well, we should tell, one thing we have to center and fall back to, of women giving advice about what men are and what men are not, when they can never be a
right.
man. So we have to look at the situation, and I've always sit here and said this too, real clearly. I don't sit there and say women. I say the women I've worked with, and because I can actually make that statement with the women I've worked with, because I've seen how they've done things. But I can't sit there and say, hey, all women are this, because I don't know all the women. And it's the same thing, all men are like this. You know, that's like grouping everybody to justify your actions and what you think. To cover it up and say they're all like that. And I'm just sitting there going, you know something? I love being pursued. If a woman, because this girl I was with last summer was just like, you know, she's like, coming into the room and she's checking me out and she's doing this and she's, you know, she's pursuing me. I loved it.
Yeah.
So
that's put in the right way. You can't be
so
pushy enough to lift off.
Yeah, so your friend is wrong.
Oh, I think she's wrong. But I think part of her thing is, and because she's not listening, and I think that sometimes there's maybe a bit of a jealousy thing going on. I'm not really sure.
Mm-hmm.
I finally realized earlier today that I hadn't sent her the link to the the reading that I had where we talked about my jewelry and how it was going to take off, and I should be doing chakra jewelry because she also makes jewelry.
Uh-huh.
And I thought I would send it to her because I wanted to see what her reaction would be, because she's somebody that's very quick to point out my flaws and otherwise, and you know, there can be the put downs there, even if they're not always the most overt, they're there. And so, because I think she's her, you know, because she will tell people, oh, people collect her jewelry. Her jewelry to me looks like more like, my friend Tina pointed out, the expensive fashion jewelry, even though she uses good silver from handmade Thailand silver like I do, and the good stones. But there's something about it. Most of her stuff I wouldn't want to wear it.
Uh-huh.
And I know that my stuff is good, it should be out there. But I'm always happy for her successes. I'm not sure she can be happy for mine.
Well, there seems to be some friends like that. I don't know what it is.
Why they can't
be supportive.
I
think sometimes with the situation is, yeah, do you realize that they are who they are, so can you deal with it or not? And then just go in there.
No. I've just been, you know, I thought I had sent her the thing and hadn't heard from her, so I thought, oh, never mind. I'm not going to be bothered to contact her or anything, because I had also at the same time that I sent her an email with another show that I thought she might be interested in listening to, because it was an interesting thing. I think it was on chakras and whatnot and auras and that sort of thing. And I pointed out to her one of the other psychics whose show she's, you know, we've both paid attention to,
mm-hmm.
who I just thought she should be aware of the fact that this woman is going off on people. Because she went off on me, she went off on somebody on her show, and she went off on somebody else that I know, because they told me about it, you know, in confidence. Another psychic is like, wait a minute here, just because I call into her show, and she calls me Judy Garland, this woman calls me Judy Garland, because that's who I sound like to her.
Uh-huh.
She says Judy's around me, so she was talking about something that I was wondering about doing, which is the Rosemary and Friends back oil stuff. And she was saying she wanted me to call her because email her and give me, you know, she wanted my phone number because she doesn't give out her phone number. So that was fine. I did exactly what she wanted. And then when I didn't hear from her about a week, I just, you know, sent her an email and said I hadn't heard from her. And she comes back and starts going off on me like I'm like, well, I've helped you. Now you're supposed to do something for me. I said, okay, fine. What do you want? And come to find out, she expected me to pay her something, but she never said. You're supposed to tell me these things, and she thinks I'm supposed to know everything. I don't pick up everything. I'm, you know, nobody does.
Mm-hmm.
And she just goes, and she apparently just went off on somebody on her show and blew up at him. So I thought I would tell my friend, you know, just be careful. Because she's going off on people, you know, maybe she's not, you know, she's not in a good place to be reading for people right now. But she's still got her show going.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to contact her again because if she's going to be that way, forget it.
Who is she?
The one that went off on people?
Uh-huh.
Psychic Kay Gallagher.
Is she on, where's she at, Blog Talk?
Blog Talk. She's actually about a year older than I am. So she'll be 65 this year, which you wouldn't know it. Well, we always hit it off very well, and then all of a sudden she just went off on me. It's like, what did I do? I did exactly what she asked me to do, and then she's carping.
Oh, yeah.
No, you can't win for losing. Well, I give up, you know, fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just told her I wouldn't contact, eventually I told her I won't contact you again, you know, just, you know, and I wished her well. I should have told her, look, you know, if you wanted something, if you wanted compensation, you should have said so right up front.
Mm-hmm.
Because she never does. She had never before with me or even with my friend, whom I'm not exactly sure what kind of a friend she is, because I've known her for a few years now, and when I first met her, it was because she was into astrology, and I called her one night because somebody else told me about her, and we seemed to hit it off, and I invited her to come over shortly thereafter because I was going to be celebrating my birthday, but she never came.
Mm-hmm.
She's just, I don't know, there's something about her that's very different. And sometimes it's almost like, I know she's very big into astrology, and that's how she relates to everything, but there are things that she says that it's the put-downs because she's an owl, you know, she's got owl medicine, so she can she can see clearly, and she would have, she would have figured out my ex long before I ever did. Well, I'm sorry, you know, you didn't grow up the way I did. So, you know, it's just things like that are letting me know one time that, gee, when it came to some, she was selling some of her beads that she wasn't going to be using because she didn't think they were, because she's very picky and grades everything when she buys it, so they were not good enough, but she was selling them off to people that do, you know, just tinker around, I guess you could say. But she was saying something about, well, something to the effect of, they're probably good enough for me, like I would be good enough a second best. Gee, thanks for the insult. I really don't need that one because I can't go out and spend $25 for a strand of tanzanite or whatever, and that'll be cheap for tanzanite, but for stones, beads, I buy my stuff from eBay, but I buy the best, you know, but I buy good stuff, and my stuff still looks good. People who wear it say they get compliments. When we had auctions, PTV auctions in Maine, after they started broadcasting up in my neck of the woods, I started volunteering for them, and then I would donate jewelry to them, and they loved it. And it used to go, people would bid it up to maybe half of its value. Nothing ever went, you know, nobody ever overbid it, because everybody wants to get a bargain. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. But I don't need the insults. I just, like, you know, if I'm going to uplift you, can you uplift me? That would be really great. But no crush mark. But that's okay. Now she's going to have to walk her path. I'm going to have to walk mine. And if she, you know, if she can't be happy for me, that's fine. Because I know the stuff is going to take off eventually. I'll get a website up. Right now I don't. I tried to set up something for, the first one I wanted to set up was for Spirit Wind, so that people could, you know, find out about my show and get some readings and that sort of thing. And I haven't, so far that fizzled. I set up something somewhere just barely and realized this isn't working. I don't even like the background or anything, and I couldn't figure out how to do it, so I gave up. Because I wanted to be able to put up a full, you know, a free, you know, a, you know, the fully free web page for myself. I need to do a couple of them because I want, you know, so people know, hey, it's out here. Each one will have a link to the other, and then people will know, you're here. We can get a reading, or we can go and we can look at your jewelry. I need to get some better pictures. I don't have the best pictures right now, and I need to get some new ones. That's some good stuff. Because I've got stuff that's ready for sale. Because I didn't get it out last summer to the shop I was going to. They were going to take 6 pieces on consignment. Then at Christmas time, I gave one away to somebody because I needed to give her something. And I have a tendency to give it away anyway. Because I like doing it, and I'm getting some stuff now so that I can have some stuff for pictures, but I bought the stuff to make stuff for myself. Got to wear your own stuff. And that's one thing I really love doing. And this other woman, she got the bug for me to begin with, so go figure. I know she's good at what she does, I just wouldn't, most of her jewelry, I wouldn't want to wear. Nah. And if Brenda wants to increase my time with some money, I'll take it. She wants to help me with my business or something. I don't know why else he'd be giving me money. Because I don't think it's because he thinks I'm going to be a prostitute for him.
Okay. That's good.
He's very charming. He can be extremely charming. But then he just goes off and is ignoring me. It's like, what the heck did I do? I know you're a big flirt. You're a bigger flirt than I am. But geez. And I really, you know, if we've got some karmic thing going on, could we just settle it once and for all so we're not always up in the air? You know, could we just be, you know, because I don't need all the turmoil. I always wind up with a little drama in my life, and I really prefer not to have it. I just want a nice, quiet little breakdown somewhere. Actually, no, I can see how my life is changing. people were saying it was going to change. It had to change. And like somebody said, they thought that with everything that was going on, all the changes, that all the stuff, you know, all the, like the disability things, they were just going to start dropping away, which I think is probably true.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jethro Phil told me 10 years ago, I wouldn't have done what I'm doing now. I wouldn't have had the guts to stand up and fight City Hall.
Wow.
I probably wouldn't even have guts enough to, and when Jethro asked me if I'd do a show, host a show, to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
I've been rusty at it. I'm getting better now, and I do thank you for the opportunity to be able to, you know, to improve, because I know it's there, and I just need to do it. Is that a bird? Something was tweeting. But I'm
mm-hmm.
grateful because I need to do what I'm supposed to do.
Oh.
I'm starting to get books that I think I need. My Celtic spirituality, the Druidism and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Freak people out. And the book that I found that I'm going to get through, I'll go through Amazon. It's called the Unspelled Book by M.Y.A. Ohm or something like that. No, I forget. I wrote it down anyway in the back of an envelope. So I thought it looked interesting. Yeah, it is the Unspelled Book by somebody.
Mm.
Yeah, Maya Ohm.
Mm-hmm.
And I read some reviews on it. Somebody, I guess it's the Barnes & Noble's review, talked about her sort of fudging on ethics, and I said, what few reviews I read, it sounded like a good book for me, because it does talk about using your energy and other things to, so that you can help. Basically, you can manifest, do your spells without having to have, you know, a whole bunch of ingredients. You just do your thing. It just, there was something about it that resonated, so I thought, I'll get it because I can get it for $4 and something, I think it is, for one of the eBay sellers. Might as well get it as cheaply as possible when it's brand new. It should be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I have so many books, and I ever going to get them all finished. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've got books that have been in progress for years.
Mm-hmm.
One book, I don't know. Well, I probably will finish it, but I will never buy another book by the same author, which is Joyce Carol Oates.
Mm-hmm.
We Were the Mulvaneys. I had heard about her on Oprah one time, and it talked about date rape. And I thought, this might be interesting, since I've been through, and it wasn't date rape, but it was rape.
Mm-hmm.
And the sexual abuse of a child, I don't remember. So I thought, you know, it's a good book, but the way she writes, her characters are freaking weird.
Uh-huh.
The way they think and talk, it's like, these people are nuts. maybe some year I'll finish. I know I've got other notes.
Okay. Is this movie something real, or is it something that's fiction?
No, it's fiction. The book is fiction, but it's just the way she portrays the characters. They're freaking Looney Tunes, at least to my way of thinking, and I'm nuts, but they're just strange. Their thought processes,
mm-hmm.
it's just odd. So I do have tons of books. I have fiction and nonfiction and. You name it, I think I've got it.
Mm-hmm.
People have given me books, and I may get them read eventually. I'd like to. Actually, what I'd like to do sometime, that is, if Tony's the type that would do this with me, something that my ex and I used to do. We went to the Chronicles of Narnia together, and the which we bought together, and the other Tolkien. We would read to each other. And I'll sit down at night, and one would read a chapter, and then the other one would read a chapter, something like that, you know, maybe a chapter or two a night.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a nice connection.
Mm-hmm.
Because that way I might get some books read.
Right.
You know, because I think, you know, I don't know if that's, but I know Tony likes to read, so that's a good thing.
I've heard that.
Yeah, he likes to, I picked up on him the first time we chatted. I started telling him stuff about himself, and he was agreeing with me. I was right on the money. And I think I like the fact that he's a little more upscale than I usually attract, because he's into theater and the arts, musical, draws a little. I'll take it, wrap it up. I told him I could see him in a tuxedo. I roll for that. Yeah, tuxedo. You know, it's just kind of nice to find somebody that's, I guess, more on my wavelength. I'm really not sure, you know, I don't know where, I know he's not particularly into God or anything, but he hasn't ever said anything about, you know, about the psychic stuff or anything. But I don't think that doesn't seem to bother him. He's still hanging around, so get used to it. You may be stirring a cauldron one day.
Right.
As if I'm ever going to do that one, I don't think so. But, you know, I was just remembering the woman that I said that the psychic vampire that's always on about her, the guy in her life. Well, she told me once that, because I was asking her, this was back when Brenda was more prominent in my life, and I asked her what she picked up, and she was telling me, and two or three other people, I guess, picked up on the same thing, that there was a woman. She wasn't in his life, but she was somebody that he met through friends of his, like at a dinner party at their house.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman apparently had her eye on Brendan, but he was paying no attention to her. And she said, this woman, she said, because Linda's an empath, she said every time, you know, this woman would be, she'd focus on her, she got physically ill. She said the woman was one of those that I guess she was raised in, you could say on the dark side, raised in a satanic way, household, whatever, and according to Linda, her black magic made other black magic look white. She was constantly doing something just to upset Brendan's life because he paid no attention to her. I couldn't tell if that's true or not, because I could never pick up on it. But she said the woman had her room with the herbs and the pot that was always going that she was putting stuff into.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she's been influencing his life or she hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that woman really exists, but a couple of other people said that she did. That's weird. I don't know. Maybe she is, maybe she isn't. Not something I'm going to have to worry about.
Right.
Because I know I have psychic shields up all the time. Because all kinds of stuff passes through my head.
Mm-hmm.
Like, good God. But I'm lucky because I have so many guys to keep out the real bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I think I really would be a tormented soul.
Mm. Right.
That would be interesting. I'd be a female Vincent Van Gogh.
I hear you.
Yeah. It's sleepy, and I'm not going to crash exactly, but I'm not sure what I'm doing.
You don't?
No, I'm probably going to go back into eBay and look around, because I want to get a corded phone before I do my show.
Gotcha.
And I can pay for it tomorrow. Yoo-hoo!
There you go.
Yeah, I'll get paid on the first. And tomorrow I should be able to, if my friend is around, he'll take my check to the bank for me. Stuff it in there.
Mm-hmm.
My ex and her spouse, whatever, always seem to send me these odd amounts of money. I'm just waiting for the day when I get something like $50 and one penny.
Oh, really?
They never send it, because this time it was $63.34.
Mm-hmm.
It's not alimony, because I don't get alimony. Well, you know. It's just kind of weird that there's always these odd amounts.
Mm-hmm.
That whole situation's stranger than strange anyway. Because my ex had the sex change, married a woman who wants to become a man with my ex with it without the attached dildo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They actually renewed their wedding vows last August in New York State, because New York State legalized same-sex marriage. Oh, God.
Mm.
It's the most bizarre thing, because my ex is 6'4", broad-shouldered.
Mm-hmm.
Size 12 feet.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It was very interesting. And a minister. And now my ex is also a nurse now. For a while, my ex was a nurse at Attica. Now, my ex is a nurse on a psychiatric ward at a woman's prison.
Well.
I think my ex belongs there, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the most bizarre thing in the world. If I ever wrote a book, people would think it was Ripley's Believe It or Not, and they probably wouldn't believe it. The things that I could tell them.
Mm-hmm.
They'd think, you're nuts. No, my ex is nuts.
There you go.
But for a long time, I couldn't deal with, well, after the divorce, so we got together a few times, and it was difficult because I would get so stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
And there were times when I, calling my ex was like, I practically panic after everything I've been through. And now it's okay, we can talk, but it just seems so weird. It is weird. I'm normal, people.
Mm.
When you marry someone that used to be Alfred, who's now Cheryl. Yeah, okay. I'll keep on being a woman. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have a sex change. Then I'd have to be a gay man, and that wouldn't work. If anybody listens to the rest of the show, they're going to think, you really, you know, okay, Fruit Factory time. So it is bizarre.
You never know.
Yeah, well, it's probably... No, I actually almost read for somebody once that was, he wanted a sex change. Oh, God. He never did. We never did have the reading, and that was on live person.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go in there and find out if they'll pay me what money they owe me, because I didn't make my $50, but they booted me off when I was without a computer for a while. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of those places. Part of the reason I ever went there to begin with was to give them, you know, another person on there who was actually the real deal. Because everywhere you go, any of those sites, you're going to find the frauds.
Mm-hmm.
And those that, oh, you've tried the rest, now try the best. Excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
That bothers me. That and the people that say, I'm 100% accurate. In what universe are you living? I'm not 100% accurate. Nobody is. We all have our moments when they're off.
Mm-hmm.
It's just natural. We can't always be 100%. But when people say they are, they're, oh, I'm so much better than everybody else. Well, who died and made you home monitor?
Mm.
You psychic of the century? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're all equal. So some people that are more equal than others, because I do know a woman. She lives here, she has a shop a half an hour from me in the county seat. She's
mm-hmm.
not as good as she thinks she is. And I know that because I have a friend that went to see her one day, and she was telling her stuff, and a lot of what, she just wanted to check her out, and a lot of what she told her was stuff that she'd learned from me. And poor Sally didn't have a clue. Oh, you're so mm-hmm. wonderful. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm picking up a woman, you know, because... She told Sally told her that she'd met that I had met this friend who took the friend took me away from Sally.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking to the woman that she didn't realize that, who hadn't actually done that, but she said, and Elsie says, well, yeah, I'm picking up the letter D, and she says, yes, that's her name, D. And she was going on, and she said she'd only been reading for about 6 months, and she thinks she's better than everybody else, which wasn't really true. She just didn't want to listen to something I had to say, but Elsie told her before she left, she says, don't count, she told her, don't count her out, and don't underestimate her. She says, someday she's going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Sally. She just really thought she was so much better than she is. And she really is, you know, she thinks that she does these things like going into a trance or something because people expect it. No.
Mm.
No, I don't do that. If somebody wants a reading from me, we have conversation, then I just open my mouth and start talking. Just start telling them. I have never, you know, done anything fake because I don't know how, and I don't do cold. I don't do cold readings. I just somebody didn't understand me once. I was on Blog Talk. She was from New Zealand, because I channel everything that comes out of my mouth. I don't care if I'm reading for you or not. I don't think about it. I just talk. I don't know how it happens, or if I'm doing a reading and I'm typing it or whatever, or even if I'm writing something like a poem or a short story, I hear it. You know, it goes through my head, and I put it. It just comes out of me onto the paper, the keypad, whatever, out of my mouth. I don't. And she was saying there was a difference. No, there isn't. I just channel everything. You can call it spirit, you can call it God, whatever. That's just me. I'm a channeler. I don't know. I don't understand at all. Don't pretend to. It's just what it is. But it's certainly interesting being me.
Right.
Because I couldn't stand to be anything other than the way I am. Because I bore easily, and this is too fascinating. I close my eyes and it's not black behind there. It's usually, you know, the scenic route somewhere, or things going 50, you know, fast forward, but you don't know what they really are because it's all, you know, it's just boom, 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 boom. It's very interesting back there. Sometimes there's colors. But it's never blank. I suppose it is what it is. Anyway, you know, for 3 minutes and 59 seconds counting down. This is cool. The switchboard's easy to maneuver. I was wondering what it's going to be like. Now I know what I can expect.
Yeah, so I can actually get some freaking money. I was informed today that I probably won't get paid until the 10th now. So I have no money. Well, let's put it this way. I have plenty of money. It's just that one source took me to the 10th, which I was actually planning on buying a laptop and stuff with.
Ah.
So we just postpone on the thing. We have all intentions of getting those things.
You might
get
it early.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Maybe it's just me, because sometimes I get erroneous crap. The 5th.
The 5th?
I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised if it came in a bit early.
Oh, okay. I would look forward to that, too. Believe me.
Yeah. Now, here's a curiosity question. I made friends with somebody, and it was very brief. He's the seventh son of the seventh son. And one day I discovered I wasn't on his friends list anymore. And so I contacted him to see, you know, did I do something? What did I do? Did I do something wrong, you know? Because I thought it was going to be fascinating knowing him. You know, it would be a, you know, I help you who you help me. And we're friends in the process. And he denied my friend's request, and I have no idea what happened. I discovered him again today on Meet Me, so I clicked yes, and I was interested. I don't know if he'll respond to that, or if I should. I don't know if it was one of those flukes and something got in the way that influenced him. I don't know.
Right.
Seventh son of the seventh son is fascinating to me because, you know, he was a very interesting person. And a horny toad, like everybody else. Well, maybe I will try one more time, see if he wants to be fun. So I think I'll wait a bit. Maybe I should just take it to my dads. I don't know. It was just very odd. Another Irishman, of course. If I'm looking around on tagged, I always look in the UK and the Ireland. If anybody else wants me, they come find me. And I accept or reject as, you know, as need be. I think the men in the Middle East seem to love me. I always, and the scammers seem to think they're going to find me and I get rid of them. There's all these weirdos out there. I know, it takes one to know one. I'll answer it for myself. we're down to 7 seconds and counting. No, that young man said it was an interesting show.